Hi there, I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I sure want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm the senior pastor of World Harvest Church, where we love God and love people, and I hope you'll be inspired by today's message. Now, for more great content and lots of updates, I'd love to connect with you online at rodparsley.com. But right now, let's head into today's episode. James Pratt said this: the Bible has lost all hold on the leaders of thought and is destined to become one of the great curiosities of the past. Said Professor PhD Pratt, the thus saith the Lord of that book is of little higher value than the whirling incantations of ancient medicine men. Somebody just indulge me and say, the B-I-B-L-E, that's weak. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Now give him glory that he sent his word, Psalm 107 verse 28, incarnate, Jehovah Joshua Messiah, born in a barn because that's where a lamb ought to be born, and healed you, spirit, soul, and body, and in all that pertains to life and godliness. You have it. He said, my words are life. So whatever part of you wants to die, put a word on it. All right, let's move on. Professor Insulin, I'd rather call him insolent, said, why not use a prayer wheel? Remember Vanna White? Anybody remember Vanna White? What's that show? Let's Make a Deal. Huh? Wheel of Fortune. Most believers' prayer life is like Wheel of Fortune. I don't play Mother May I with the devil. And I don't spin a wheel with prayer. Because he said to me in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great, mighty things that you haven't even conceived nor perceived. He said, ask, and you will receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Seek. God does not display his mighty works to casual acquaintances. Call unto me. Three times in a year, I'm going to set an appointment with you, said God. I'm going to draw closer to you than at any other time of the year. Come to me. How many pay attention? How many pay attention? God's word was not for a time. God's word is for now. This moment. Ask and you shall receive, if you do not ask with wrong, evil, or selfish motive. Now I'm going to help you. Because most folks have difficulty adding the oil of faith to the match of prayer because they're unsure of what they should be asking for. So what is the definition of prayer? Communing and conversing with, asking and receiving from God. Say it with me. Communing and conversing with. It did not, I did not say talking to. Communing and conversing with, asking and receiving from God. So receiving from God is as much a part of prayer as asking. I'm just going to tell you right now that I'm glad that we're sharing the different points of prayer with you. But it's we've been at this now for 5 weeks. For 5 weeks. And where I think y'all need a boost is in the receiving. Okay, nobody needs anything from God. Nobody needs your children saved. Nobody needs, like if I've got a $10,000 check for you tonight, you just soon I keep it. Nobody needs joy. Nobody needs peace. Nobody needs a healing in their body. I just declared and decreed to you under an apostolic prophetic anointing that it's time for you to understand that receiving is as much a part of praying as asking. So receive. I dare you right now. Ask him. Ask him. Ask him anything you want. If you abide in him and his word abides in you, you shall ask what you will. You missed it. He didn't say you will ask what you want. You can't just read the Bible, you have to read the Bible. He said, you shall ask whatsoever you will. Does anybody understand where I'm going? Do you understand where I'm going, Elder Canfield? You shall ask what you will. What you will. And it shall be done for you. Jesus said, ask the Father whatever you will in my name, and he will give it you. So my will is his. His will is to give you the desires of your heart. So if you're walking with him and you're walking in the word, whatever it is you're desiring that you can back up with the word is his will. Some of you are still like, I don't know if I should have that much joy. I don't know. Let me spin the van white wheel and see if God gives it to me. If it doesn't give him to you, you should be inquiring why. Oh, man. Oh, you can be seated. What are you willing? Do you know how I know God's will when I pray? Do you know that? Or you want me to share it with you? If you already know it, just raise your hand. You want me to share it? Okay, if you get really mad at me, like you're going to just get up and walk out unless I share it, I will. Do you know? Here's how I know that I'm praying God's will. He told me in a book that's got 1,166 pages in it, and if I can find it in there, that he said, this is my will for you. I got it. Somebody just start shouting, I got it. I got it. I got it. It's mine. I have it. I take it right now. Right now. Right now. Okay, now don't. That's just half the equation. So how do I know whether or not I'm praying God's will? Because I'm praying His word. I mean, you start with 3 John 2. Beloved, I will above all things that you prosper. Well, I don't know. You know, God knows what's best for me. So I'll spin the prayer wheel. And if it happens, I guess it was God's will. I want you to shout as loud as you can. I know the will of God.
I know the will of God.
Get on your feet. Lift both hands. Shout, I know the will of God. I praise Him that He loved you enough to tell. You're not a mouse and you're not in a maze. You know, we'll let you go out. October's coming. We'll let you go out in the corn maze and try to find your way. But in your prayer life, you know the way. You know the truth. You know the life. You search the scriptures. Oh. I get so tired. A Dr. Dumbbell and Sister Yay Yay. Sister Gillicuddy and Dr. Fufu attempting to say that God is so complicated that He didn't really mean what He said. And let me just say this. If praying the word of God in faith does not work, please do not wake me up from my dream. Just let me go right on in bliss-filled ignorance, getting answers to my prayers. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. All right, be seated. So here we go now. So I know that I'm praying God's will because I'm praying according to His word. Now listen, there is no God in your Bible from Job to Malachi. I was just seeing what the students thought about that. From Job to Malachi or Genesis to Revelation, who does not answer prayer. In fact, dear one, you have never in your life prayed a prayer that God did not hear and answer the moment you prayed it. Now, see, you don't know what to do right now. Look. See, because what you're doing is you're defining your theology by your experience. You're determining what you believe by what you've experienced. Your experience has nothing to do with faith. Faith is not based on your experience. Faith is based on that word. Because I saw you yesterday and you were shouting, and I saw you the next day and you were crying. You are unstable. You are double-minded, man. You are unstable in all your ways. And God said, don't let that man think he's gonna get anything. But let the man who asks in faith, nothing wavering. And God said, I will bring it to pass or surrender my throne. God said, because I could swear by no greater, I swore by myself. God says to you tonight, if I won't answer your prayer, I'll come off this throne, because my word is my bond. There is no such thing, dear precious one, as a God who does not hear and answer prayer. In fact, that happens if you're praying out loud before your own mouth sends words off your vocal cords to hit on your eardrums and proceed through your nervous system to touch your brain and let you hear yourself ask. God said, whoa, wait a minute here. Who you think you're dealing with? Before you can call my name, whoop, there he is. Do you know why? Because he didn't have to come from anywhere. See, for you to get from there to here, you have to cover ground, and that takes you time. But God does not exist for time. Time exists for God. That's the reason he said, reapers, answers, will overtake sowers. Your Bible says, seed the heavens, water the earth. Seed the heavens, water the earth. Did you ever see a cloud seeded? A cloud seeded? The cloud's already there. All it takes is the seeding for the rain to fall. God said, before you get my name out of your mouth, I will be found with you. You never prayed the prayer. God did not hear an answer the moment you prayed it. See, you don't want to believe that. You're looking at me through the rose-colored glasses of your own human experience instead of the word. Now, I've got word for what I believe. I've got word for what I believe. Old Daniel bowed his head and he prayed. But no answer came for 21 days. And Job said, Lord, haven't you heard your servants pray? But an answer from God was sent that same day. And down through the ages, I can hear Daniel say, there's power in prayer. Daniel prayed. The angelic host surrounding the throne of the Father heard that prayer. And God the Father said, go. Now remember, this is angelic intervention. Angels, get my series, do not travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second. They travel at the speed of thought. So the moment God thought, go, they were already there. So why did the answer not show up for 21 days? Very simply, Daniel had not seeded the heavens. Should I go through this? Yes. Paul said, I know a man, or knew a man, some number of years ago. I can't remember because this is not what I studied all day. How is this? One of you theologians tell me. How long? Huh? Anyway, Daniel prayed. The angelic hosts are standing there. At the speed of thought, they're dispatched. Now, Paul said, I knew a man, I think it was 15 years ago, above 15 years ago. Whether in the flesh or the spirit, I don't know. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. Say three. Hold up three. How many heavens are there? There are three. There are three heavens. There's the heaven established in the sides of the north, the city of the great king, God's abode. Then there is the firmament directly above the earth, the earth's atmosphere. And then sandwiched in between the Oreo is the devil's domain. You understand? Because he was cast out of heaven and banished from having authority in the earth. So where does he operate from? The firmament. The second heaven. Between God's throne and the earth. So when you pray, your prayer goes through. Because the adversary has no authority over your prayer in the earth when you are standing in your authority as a man. Got him. It's awful when I have more fun than you. I'm sorry. You with me?
Yes.
I said, are you with me?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
How would you like tomorrow? Now you better hear me. To see one prayer that you have asked, the answer manifest. Anybody? I'm not talking about 20 prayers. I'm talking about Because some of you are trying to believe for a wedding cake and you ain't had a donut. If you can't pray and see God heal a headache, don't you attempt to bite off cancer. You ain't got the moxie. Your spirit man is not exercised. Okay, be seated. Okay, I know that, and they should be. They're telling me to quit, so I'm not going to get to this page, or this one, 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 or this one. Bless your little preacher's heart. It takes you 6 months to come up with four lines. You ain't got nothing in here. Be seated. Y'all stay with me. One prayer. Tomorrow. Everybody hold up one finger and just start shouting, I'm getting one. 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 Turn around and agree with somebody right now. Look them in the eyes. I agree with you. You're getting one tomorrow. Tomorrow. About this time tomorrow. Somebody put a praise on it. Somebody put a thanksgiving on it. Somebody put a worship on it. Somebody put agreement on it. Somebody put consecration on it. Tell God to see that prayer answered. I'll not eat breakfast tomorrow. Stay right where you are. Stay right where you are. Okay, be seated. Stay right where you are. Just tell the Lord, I praise you for building my faith in the next 24 hours. I'm going to see the manifestation of that prayer. Now I need to remind you that he said now unto him who is able. So there is Daniel praying. There's Daniel praying. God is on his throne. The angel is dispatched with his answer. That's another thing. You've not been talking to your angels. It's your job, your assignment to talk to your angels. Every morning, every night. Father, you make me your minister of flame of fire and your angels, ministering spirits, sent forth to minister on my behalf, hearkening unto, watch me, not the word of God, the voice of the word of God. What is the voice of the word of God? Shout. That's it. Oh, you quit. No, that's it. That's the voice of the word of God. Be seated. So God sends the answer. Now, the situation becomes how to get it through the domain of the thief. Right now, he is there with your one. He's there. He's there. I don't care what you can see. He's there. And if you prayed it and it's yet to be manifested, he's got it. It's not that God didn't send it, nor that you didn't have the authority to ask it to evoke the response from God. It is not that you're not praying the will of God as long as you are praying his word, praying without wrong, evil, or selfish motive. Well, if you're praying his word, that's impossible. So there, in the firmament, I can prove it to you. So the angel shows up with the manifestation of Daniel's prayer. And Daniel says, PRP paraphrase, where you been, dude? And you know what the angel responded? I was sent that day. But the prince of Persia stood in my way. And the angel said, you could have helped me. Because instead of repeating your request and thereby acknowledging that in your heart you believe he did not hear and answer, you could have put a praise. Come on. Something about to shake loose. Shake free. Somebody about to give a roar from Judah that makes the adversary drop.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.